Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Tuesday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And, of course, you can check me out on Drive later today from 4pm. Anyway, we begin with Newcastle United, who, of course, lost the Carabao Cup final against the mighty Manchester United at the weekend. Now, despite the defeat, co-owner Amanda Staveley told Jim White that the biggest trophies will come. However, Simon Jordan told Staveley to dial down the fake humility. Whatever that means. Pin back your lug holes, gang. This should be a good old listen.
We will win the Carabao Cup, we will win the FA Cup, we will win the Champions League, and we will win the Premier League. This is all about the amazing fans that have taken us on this journey. And we're just honoured and humbled and feel very privileged to help run Newcastle United.
Amanda Staveley has gone from someone that didn't particularly impress you to now seriously impress you, right?
Well, the one thing that they do deserve is all the plaudits, because without their ownership of this football club and their money, the football club would still be in a condition where the fans were unhappy with Mike Ashley and they would feel that they were going nowhere. Does that mean I like the ownership model? Does it mean I admire any more than I start? Not particularly. I think they've done what they anticipated that they would do. And I don't understand this PR spin. You knew you were buying a football club, that if you put it into a League Cup final, you would inundate London. Dial down the fake humility and look at the reality of what you've got there. You've got.
I don't think it's fake humility, to be fair.
Well, I think it's ridiculous to turn around and say you didn't expect it. If I went and bought Newcastle and set the town on fire, I knew that Newcastle getting to a cup final, London would be inundated. Right, because that's what you've got. You've got this remarkable fan base.
Is there anything wrong in her congratulating them for meeting the truth?
No, absolutely. I think it's wonderful PR spin, but I do think ultimately that the...
Oh, it's not PR spin.
Well, I think it is. Well, okay.
It's emotional. She's got emotional at the end. And their fans would never have heard that, would they, under Mike Ashley, that we don't really deserve the fans. Their support is so good. And I think that's heartfelt,
But it's preposterous rubbish, because the one thing they do deserve, that ownership model absolutely deserves those fans being behind them. Because you walk in a football club, you spend more money in that football club in 1 year than Mike Ashley spent in probably five. You've given it a feel-good factor. You've bought it off the tyrant. The one thing that you do deserve is an absolute supporting fan base.
And following Man United's League Cup win, Martin Keown doesn't want the fans to get carried away with the one trophy.
Oi, Goldstein, wasn't he the Arsenal fella that had a pop at Ruud van Nistelrooy?
Yeah, that was him.
Oh, what a surprise, he's slagging off United.
Yeah, let's go beat him up together, shall we?
And Manchester United have silverware in their hands again. It is thrust aloft into the Wembley evening sky.
Rashford is irresistible now, right now, the form he's in. And they're a team and they looked really together. The team spirit, there's leaders forming, you can see the character in the side, but it's only one trophy, it's only the League Cup. A lot of people are raving about Manchester United, and Man United fans are going to say, oh, that's typical Keown, you know, coming on here. But let's look at the League Cup, let's look who they've beaten. So they beat Burnley at home, they've beaten Charlton at home, they've beaten Forest team, who were kind of like way bottom at the bottom of the table, really, not the best of teams. And now they're champions, they've won the Carling Cup. So people are now talking about quadruples and all sorts of things. Let's have a look at this in 6 weeks' time. If they keep winning like they are, no doubt they can really push for the title.
On now to Chelsea. And following the defeat to Spurs, pressure continues to mount on Graham Potter. Now, before the match, the Blues manager revealed he'd received abusive threats online, which have affected his family and his own mental health. Former Crystal Palace chairman Simon Jordan condemned the abuse but admitted he's tired of the mental health card being played by managers.
Maybe it's because I've come from a commercial background. Maybe it's because I've lost fortunes. Maybe it's because I sat in a football club funding it for years being said things about the unkind. I get tired of the mental health card being played every single time someone gets put under pressure. This is the business that you're in. I think you have to have resilience and fortitude because you're in a public domain business, and the challenges that you have to take on board are to ignore the background noise, to ignore the noise of total strangers, and to focus on the core product of what you're supposed to be doing, which is winning football matches. And when you lose football matches in the manner that Chelsea are, getting beat by teams like Southampton at the bottom of the league and constantly turning out a side that doesn't look like it's capable of winning, it might get you a draw, but it's not capable of winning at this moment in time, you're going to come under pressure. Ignore the rampant lunatic that sends you an awful message because they're an irrelevant. They're not someone that's in your life. And they might, if there's real jeopardy behind it and they really are fearful for your life, then ultimately you'll get security and you shouldn't have to have that. Now, let's look at the core product of your mental health being put under challenge. You are in control of an elite group of footballers. You are a top flight football manager and it's your job to win football matches. And it goes with the territory. And I get tired of this weakness that seems to be put in football that only praise will suffice.
And here's the take of former Spurs midfielder Jamie O'Hara on Potter's future at Chelsea.
Chelsea's problems continue. Their lack of an attacking threat, painfully obvious here. They had no chances, really, that would have seriously worried Spurs. The full-time score, Tottenham 2, Chelsea 0.
Chelsea are all over the place, by the way. I mean, they are so bad. I mean, I said to you, Woodsy, I said probably a month ago, I said they look like Brighton. They look soft. They're worse than Brighton. I mean, Brighton are a way better team than this Chelsea side. I can't believe how bad they are. And I don't know what they're doing in terms of trying to take this club forward. Graham Potter must be under huge pressure now. I can't believe they're still talking about him, you know, staying on at the football club because it ain't worked out. The players are not getting out of Graham Potter what they should be getting out of it. So I don't think it's far before he gets a sack.
Now, Man City manager Pep Guardiola, no one really cares anymore, has been speaking ahead of their game with Bristol City tonight. It's live on TalkSport. Now, ahead of the match, he's been describing how hard it will be facing the Championship side and how much the FA Cup means to him. Yeah, it won't be hard. Man City against Bristol City will be a walk in the park.
Last 12 games, no defeat. That means this date or this info give me a lot of info. So, 12 games, no defeat. Means they are there. So my scout team is a good team. The manager have all experience, did really well against Leicester and Watford when I was there. He was there 1 or 2 seasons ago. It's a final. So FA Cup is important competition. Really, really important. So serious team and it's going to play tomorrow.
Now, Love Island's Tommy Fury beat Jake Paul from YouTube by an 8-round split decision in their much-hyped boxing match on Sunday night. It was live on TalkSport as well. Fight Night host Adam Catchell was in no doubt as to where Fury's next move should take him.
To the winner by split decision, Tommy TNT Fury!
I think he would struggle to win a British title, may even struggle to win an area title. This might be his level. If I'm him, or his advisor, I'm going, yeah, I'll have a rematch with Jake Paul. This is
he's going to take a rematch. This is relatively he's going to get a big bag of money.
Yeah, this is relatively easy cash.
What
and I'll tell you
get,
what,
about $3 million.
Well, I think his best last night was $2 million plus a 35% split of the pay per view revenue. So I don't know what the numbers will be, but they'll be big.
They'll be big.
Listen, he's earned world championship money last night.
Yep.
For National League ability. It's ridiculous what actually went on. I'm sure there's a few boxes turning over today about that. But what he should be doing then, off the back of a Jake Paul, and you're back him to win again, call his brother out. Fight his brother. Go and fight KSI. Because like I said, for him to fight for a British title, he's going to get paid peanuts. What's the point in him doing that? Because I think it's a struggle for him to actually win that. Now, it's people might come at me saying, well, what about the accolades and the pomp and ceremony of being the British champion? I don't think he's going to win it. That belt's not going to pay his mortgage in years to come.
And here's Fight Night co-host Tiny Tiny Spencer Oliver explaining how he trumped BT Sport to get TalkSport the first interview with Tommy Fury. In fact, I've got Spence here. How did you get on interviewing Spence Oliver?
Really, really good, actually. Thanks, Eddie.
Oh, we should let Spencer out of that box.
Yes, you should. I'm stuck in a box.
Oh, we'll let you out in a minute, Spence.
Thanks, mate.
That is the beauty of being small sometimes. What I've done was, I slipped underneath the bottom rope. I went in there and I gatecrashed the party. Sometimes you got to do it, guys. You know, I was like, in my head, I was like, we are the broadcaster. We are the main broadcaster. Oh, it was funny.
Tommy Fury goes down. Well, there's a short chopping left. Nothing on it. Well, Tommy Fury's looking at his corner. He's looking at the referee. He looks absolutely shocked to the core, but he has touched down.
That was going to be a disaster if Tommy had lost that fight. Thankfully, he saved the sport of boxing by going in there and doing the job. The return will happen, by the way, and I think it'll happen out here because I think there was a rematch clause in there in Jake Paul's favour, and he will activate that because that's the only way he keeps his boxing career alive. So we will see it again, probably in about 4 months or so. But thankfully, Tommy Fury won and kept the boxing world happy, if I should probably best try saying it. And Tyson and all the family are out here, and trust me, they were leaving Tommy here if he didn't win. So lucky for him, he hasn't got to spend the rest of his life in Saudi.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
And we finish with Laura Woods, admitting she blanked the former Newcastle defender Ryan Taylor at the Carabao Cup final, who of course later joined her on The Breakfast Show.
I had a very awkward moment. Can I just quickly tell you about it?
Yes.
Ryan, I hope he's not listening yet, because Ryan walked up, right? And just because we were frantic trying to find this place, you know how big Wembley is, and if you get lost, you're lost for days. And we've been saying hello to all the Geordies and all the fans outside, and then we got up, and Ryan basically came up to me and said, hi. He said, hi, how are you? And I said, good, thank you, how are you? And he went, yeah, nice to properly actually meet you in real life. And I went, sorry, who are you? I didn't recognise him.
No, you never, man.
And he went, it's Ryan. And I went, oh, my God, Ryan, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Poor Ryan. He's only been on the show, I checked, 114 times in the last 3 years, by the way. And you know something? The best it is, he's on it for the 115th time. Good morning, Ryan. How are you, mate? Ryan. He's on again.
Good morning, guys. I'm not
too sure
who else you're with, but
good morning. Ryan, the first question I've got to ask you, mate. Have you wiped that custard pie off your face yet?
Mate, it wasn't one. It was two. Two big, massive custards. But yeah, I end up having a good chin wag with her dad. Don't worry about it. She's not on the Christmas card list, that's for sure.
Well, Ryan, that's the difference, mate. I know her dad well, and he's grounded.
What a guy, by the way.
He's got his feet in the floor. He's not above his station, mate. He's a proper lad, damn.
Apparently, she said to her dad, go and speak to him for 5 minutes. Get him off my back.
Yeah, while I Google him. But I mean, you know what she tried to do as well, Al, to cover it up? She said, oh, I thought you were bigger. On the telly and all this. Like, oh, I thought you were a bit taller.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today. After us, at 7 o'clock, it's Bristol City against Manchester City in the FA Cup fifth round. It's exclusive to TalkSport. Over on TalkSport 2, it's Leeds, they're away at Fulham. also in the FA Cup. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein Talksport Daily Podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day. Above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from Talksport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.